Where can you adapt humble power in your life? Where can you have more humility? Where can your quiet confidence come out?
With all the opportunities that exist today, why haven't you reached your next level of income, life, and wealth? In most cases, we've been lied to. We've been told that if you find the right opportunity and you work hard, you can be successful. And that's simply not true. Millionaires, billionaires, and successful people have realized you need the foundation for wealth, the habits. And that's exactly what you'll be learning on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. All success starts here.
Welcome to the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. For those of you returning, it's always an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to have you here. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. This is where we go upstream to set the anchors, to set the foundation, to create the habits for long-term sustainable wealth, happiness, abundance in your life. At this age of having 13 successful companies, failing miserably, generating hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars with my companies and my brands. I've been through all phases. And I realize it's never the end result. Give someone who's an A player with the right habits, even an average opportunity, and they will take it to the moon. Give someone an amazing A plus opportunity who doesn't have the right habits, that don't have the right tools for success, and they'll fail. They'll dabble, and then they'll go on looking for the next thing. If you're done looking for what's next and you're ready to anchor in the habits, the rules for long-term sustainable wealth, abundance, and joy, then you are in the right place. I'm so glad you're here at the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. Today, I want to talk about humble power. I made that up. No, I didn't make that up. I took that from a dear friend and business partner, Ethan Willis. Now, this is a guy that's got 7 children with number 8 on the way. Yes, I know. I have two I'm juggling. I can't imagine that. But he handles it like nothing you've ever seen in your life. This is a guy who's got 7 children that doesn't miss a game, that gets his kids up and makes them breakfast with his amazing wife. She's a rock star too. They're 2 A players. I mean, from the way they make breakfast to family meetings to being totally involved in his church and making the games and making the daddy-daughter dances and running a successful company like nobody's business. This is a guy that owns himself. He owns what he does. This guy's got knowledge and power and sold a company for $1 gazillion. And still now he's partnered with me on growth.com and my other partner, Brendan Burchard, and runs it like you would think that's all he obsessed on. And when Ethan walks in a room, he's not saying, look at me, I'm here with a flashy watch and the car. He's got more money than most in the bank. Doesn't have the flashy car, doesn't brag. But when he walks in a room, you know this guy's got it. And when he opens his mouth, it's like, poof, we do. I mean, he's unbelievable. And he's already written a New York Times bestselling book, and he's writing another one, and I think he's going to name it Humble Power. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but nobody's going to steal it, and nobody's going to do what this guy can do, because he is humble power. And when I think about that, it's a game changer, especially with today, with social media the way it is. There's not a lot of humility out there. If someone's successful, even if they're not, and they pretend to be successful with the Lamborghinis and the checks and the big houses, and you could do it, I could do it, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I show my house. I show sometimes when I fly on private. In fact, I want to give you an example. Humble power to me is digging deeper than the superficial, digging into your own soul, and feeling other people around you, acknowledging, not be blind to other people's emotions, not be blind to how other people feel. So I want to share with you. Couple weeks ago, I bought my dream house. I live in an amazing house, but I bought the house of my dreams. And I wasn't sure if I was going to show anyone, especially on social media, but I decided to. And I posted a story on Instagram with a picture of the house, and it's pretty amazing. It's over 16,000 square feet. It's a mansion. I don't mean that like, oh, I'm in my mansion. It's a mansion. It's unbelievable. The guy who built it did an incredible job, spent 3 years building it. And when I posted it, I was so nervous because I didn't want to be like, hey, look at me. Look what I got. You could do it too. Like, that's kind of worn out. And sometimes it does the opposite. It's like, no, I can never get there, Dean. I don't have the money. I have nobody helping me. I'm stuck in a job. I'm in a bad relationship. Man, that just depresses me. And I said, maybe I shouldn't because I don't want to make anybody sad. But then I also want to inspire the people who can be inspired. So I decided to look through the eyes of Ethan Willis and the thought process of humble power. And I did a story, and then we did a post, and I took the same words I did in the story and I posted underneath, and it was and is the most liked picture and post I've ever done. 10 times more comments than most every single post. Over 1,000 comments. Over, I think it's heading towards 20,000 likes. And it's because I spoke from my heart. And the humble power to me was, I live in the most unbelievable house in the world, but I shared that that was the house, that type of house, the house I used to drive by when I was younger. And I'd fantasize and I'd dream and I'd wonder, I'd have a little bit of envy and I'd wonder, like, how did they get it? How did they get that much money? What did they do for a living? And part of me would be a little envious and another part would be excited. Like, if they did it, maybe I can. Another part would be like, I could never get there. But I had both. And I remember feeling that way. I know what it was like to live in a trailer park and get made fun of in school because my bus stopped at the only trailer park in our whole town is where I got dropped off and kids would make fun of me. I know what that feels like. I know what it's like to watch my two parents work hard. I mean hard. But not make anything. And I'm like, wow, working hard really doesn't mean you make money. I remember all those feelings. And I want to, humble power to me is I don't want to be the guy bragging about my house. I want to be the human being on this earth that gave back, that worked hard, that failed miserably, that's been sad, been depressed, stressed out, but through tenacity, through being tenacious, I should say, through not giving up, through searching, through finding better ways to market, through modeling other people, by changing my habits, I was able to go from that, and I landed in that house. And I just want people to be inspired. And I think in your business, in your life, in your relationships, in your parenting, think of what Ethan Willis is the epitome of. Humble power. When he speaks, you listen. But he's not the flashy person. He's not the bragger. He's not the one that's outgoing and loud. But he's the one that you know when he speaks, it means something because he's doing it from this place of love or this place of oneness. It's hard to even explain. And I want to emulate that. So my final part of this today is, where can you adapt humble power in your life? Where can you have more humility? Where can your quiet confidence come out? And where can you take your life, your power, your potential, and just ramp it to the next level? Thanks so much for being here, for listening, being part of the Millionaire Success Habits podcast. I like to just be impactful, give you something you could take, implement in your life. And if you haven't yet, oh my God, you need to go take the Better Life Challenge at thebetterlife.com. It's a 30-day challenge. It's got these type of strategies, but just 2 minutes a day, these little habits you can adapt into your life. It's completely free. Plus, I'm giving away my Tesla. Depending on when you join, if you're listening or watching this podcast as a new one, that means in the next month or two, I'm giving away my Tesla. Yeah, it was $128,000 when it was new. I'm giving it away, but you can only win it if you're a part of The Better Life, thebetterlife.com. Go take that challenge right now, and I'll see you soon, or you'll be hearing me soon on the Millionaire Success Habits podcast.
If you liked this podcast, make sure you rate it. And also, make sure to click subscribe so you never miss out. You can always follow us on Instagram. And if you don't already have Millionaire Success Habits, you can grab it for free at deansfreebook.com. Remember, all success starts here.